streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A deadly shooting in Newark, New Jersey.
Sound like a car accident. It went boom, boom, boom.
A police officer has been killed, a second officer critically injured. Here's CBS's John Diaz.
The New Jersey Attorney General's office saying this is a painful reminder of the sacrifices officers make. In a statement, they said, quote, "Our law enforcement officers put themselves in harm's way every day to protect our communities."
Police in Toronto, Canada, say a dozen people were injured in a shooting at a pub. Paul McIntyre is a superintendent with the Toronto Police Department.
The motive for the shooting right now remains unclear. We're chasing down all leads. I can tell you this was a brazen and reckless act of violence.
One of the shooting suspects appeared to have an assault rifle, the other two handguns. The suspects are still at large. Russia has launched massive air and drone strikes against Ukraine. The BBC's James Waterhouse reports the attacks come after the U.S. limited Ukraine's access to commercial satellite imagery as well as intelligence information.
In the words of one Ukrainian officer this morning, we're fighting blind in some areas. Maxar satellite imagery, American intelligence, it's all central to how Ukraine detects incoming drones, but picks up the gathering of invading Russian forces, how it conducts its own offensive operations.
South Carolina has executed Brad Sigmund by firing squad. CBS's Meg Oliver reports.
Well, lethal injection remains the primary method in most states. Drug shortages and botched executions have led to a revival of older methods. Sigmund's attorney, Bo King.
Why would your client choose to die this way?
Brad had repeatedly asked for the most basic facts about South Carolina's lethal injection drugs. He's like, is it expired? Have the drugs been diluted? Have the drugs spoiled? And he was repeatedly refused that information.
So he chose a firing
squad. He chose the firing squad.
Sigmund was sentenced to death for killing his ex-girlfriend's parents, David and Gladys Lark, in 2001, beating them with a baseball bat, a crime he admitted to.
Sigmund is the first prisoner in 15 years to die in the U.S. by firing squad. Some answers, but many questions about the circumstances surrounding the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife.
Was Gene Hackman trying to get help for his wife, and maybe he was incapacitated in some way? Or because of advanced Alzheimer's disease, maybe he didn't have any awareness of what was actually going on.
Hackman died of heart disease and Alzheimer's. His wife died a week earlier from a rare case of hantavirus. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a slight chance of snow, then partly sunny and breezy. Highs in the low 40s, clear tonight, 23. Sunshine and breezy for Sunday with a high near 51. Gorgeous Monday, sunshine with highs in the upper 50s. 46 Tuesday.
Right now, it's 15.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend and also discuss Ukraine. Why what's happening there matters here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Just because you think you're so pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You caused me to spend all my money. You laughed and called me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you just because.
you're so pretty. Just because you think you're so hot. Just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You cause me to spend all my money. You laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you.
Turchek and his orchestra and chorus, and those were the days, and the Just Because medley, kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, and I am Tim, the polka guy, keeping you company, for the next hour, and we're going to do our best to keep you entertained with some of the finest polka music that I can find right now. I like listening to our Jeff Hines show, too, on Sundays, just to see what's going on with his program. And I'm sure he does the same with mine. So what do we got up next here? I was just looking. The Yaksadu Band is up next here with a polka.
Come come stand beside me, sing with me, and guide me the way you always used to do. Beside me, sing with me, and guide me the way you always used to do. Come stand beside me, sing with me, and guide me the way you always used to do.
As long as I can remember, events featuring polka music have been times of happy get-togethers. Don't let this wonderful tradition fade into the past. Speaking for the world of polka music, I'm Lenny Gamulka, urging you to keep this tradition alive. It's polka music, the great American fun time.
Lenny Gromulka, yes, and join me in a song or two. Oh, let's turn our attention now to a tune that I get multiple requests for, and it's Dancing Pickles.
Couldn't sleep, just tossing in the sack. So I headed down the stairs toward the kitchen for a snack. I shuffled over to the fridge and opened up the door. The sight I saw inside of there about knocked me to the floor. There was a ketchup bottle squeezing concertina loud and strong. The butter strumming bass, the mustard playing drums along. On clarinet was Diet Cola, on trumpet long neck beer, and some polka dancing pickles making all the others cheer. I slammed the door and rubbed my eyes, that could not have been real. It must have been the pizza that I had for my late meal. It's just my imagination, and I called my shaking hands. But as soon as I peeked back inside, I saw it all again. There was that ketchup bottle squeezing concertina loud and strong. The butter strumming bass, the mustard playing drums along. On clarinet was Diet Cola, on trumpet long neck beer, and some polka dancing pickles making all the others cheer. There with the fridge door open wide, my toes a-tapping with the music coming from inside. You never know what you might find in the middle of the night, so check around your kitchen, you might see this awesome sight. Maybe a ketchup bottle squeezing concertina loud and strong, the butter strumming bass and mustard playing drums along. On clarinet is Diet Cola, on trumpet long neck beer, and some polka dancing pickles making all the others cheer. Dancing Podnogi and Nalevo, hey, let's all join them here.
was at a dance when she caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and soon I knew I'd never let her go. You can blame it on the polka with this magic spell. Go and blame it on the polka that she did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. You can blame it on the polka, the dance of love. It's my bride-to-be, and we're gonna raise a little family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt. You can blame it on the polka with this magic spell. Go and blame it on the polka that she did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. You can blame it on the polka, the dance of love. Now was it the moon?
No, no, it was the polka.
Or the stars above?
No, no, it was
now
the polka.
Now was it the tune?
Yeah, yeah, the polka,
the dance of love.
The dance of love, huh? Yeah, blame it on the polka, not blame it on the bossa nova. Yeah, that's how that goes. All right, we're going to turn our attention to Bob Dozak's fine music, and there's one that we get a lot of requests for years ago at WTKM, and it's The Sweet Nearness of You. Thank you. Bob Dozak's The Sweet Nearness of You. Oh, yeah. With that, we're going to take a little station break right now. If you're out and about, make sure you say hi to our sponsors. Tell them you heard it. You're on WFHR. That way keeps our programming moving right along. Okay, so let's take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Polka Party with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy, right here, WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. Oh, yeah, Tim the Polka Guy keeping you company. We call on Roger Bright now. He had a snowmobile record also that was released only on a 45 for the jukebox, along with the flip side of skiing down the hill, ski, ski, ski. Now, the snowmobile polka, this one is really kind of cool because years ago, I think almost every manufacturer was making snowmobiles. I mean, you look at Evinrude and Johnson and Mercury. Harley-Davidson was making them. Then you had all the other models that were out, and a lot of them just went by the wayside. They didn't think it was that profitable. You know, Skidoo has always been around, and Yamaha, and, you know, some of these other, what was it, the Fox, the Cat, So, I mean, it's in this guy, in this record, it goes with these, the Rupp. And so, I mean, you listen to this and you hear all these old snowmobile models that are no longer available. So, give it a listen.
I like that feeling of snowmobiling over the trails and the snow. Faster and faster, I'll be the master. In my red stinger, I'll go. Over a snowdrift, you'll get a great lift. Riding your ski-doo while cold winds blow. Off to the races and other places, onto our great racing show. Like a go-kart roaring his new Yamaha. But just to my back there came a fox track, skimming and passing me by. There goes a Gilson and a fast Johnson, passing a Mustang and Alouette. Not to my liking, here comes a Viking next to a reeling snow jet. Boulder, sliding and spinning around. Here comes a raider, I'll see you later. There goes an Arctic cat. Here comes a fast rup, I think I'll give up. Cold winds are starting to wail and blow. I'll grab a cold beer and try it next year. Who won, I really don't know.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. A police officer has been killed, a second officer critically injured in Newark, New Jersey. This man saw officers in pursuit.
They were chasing somebody. I saw maybe four cops on the way down toward the street.
Initial reports indicate the police officers were shot by a teenage gunman. It is not yet known what started the deadly shootout. A shooting at a pub in Toronto, Canada, has injured a dozen people. Paul McIntyre is with the Toronto Police Department.
This was a brazen and reckless act of violence.
No arrests so far. Russia has launched massive air and drone strikes against Ukraine. The BBC's James Waterhouse reports the attacks come after President Trump limited Ukraine's access to intelligence information.
Maxar satellite imagery, American intelligence, it's all central to how Ukraine detects incoming drones, but picks up the gathering of invading Russian forces.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a slight chance of snow, then partly sunny and breezy. Highs in the low 40s. Clear tonight, 23. Sunshine and breezy for Sunday with a high near 51. Gorgeous Monday, sunshine with highs in the upper 50s. 46 Tuesday.
Right now, it's 15.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes, sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party. It's Dick Cousins out of Milwaukee. And let the sunshine in, polka.
Shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never.
heart. Any place on earth will do. Take me, baby, I don't mean baby, 'cause I'm so in love with you. I'm so happy when I'm near you. Sweetheart, never let me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, 'cause you know I love you so.
Dick Cousins, actually, his real name was Dick Kazmatka, and he lived out there on Okauchee Lake in near Milwaukee area, and he had a nice little cottage on the lake, and he owned the Melody Bar, Highway 100 and Layton Avenue, and he was quite a real polka promoter. Holy moly, I mean, when Labor Day came around, he had like, it seemed like a demolition derby of bands out there. I think he had at least 10, 12 bands. He had music inside, outside, in a tent. It was a huge event that he would always do on Labor Day. So anyway, he's gone now, but his memories will remain with a lot of people. So, up next, another person who has gone to polka heaven is Don Fleury. And he lived over near Menominee Falls area. Anyway, we're going to play one here called Maroon's Polka.
Thank you.
Jazz Time Polka. That was Don Fleury and his band. We're going to turn now to Howie Sturts and an album that he put out. And it was back when they had the Scorpion Snowmobiles. He had that on his cover. And he recorded the Snowmobile Waltz. And let's give that one a try, shall we?
On my snowmobile, o'er the soft white snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you neath a winter sky of blue. Snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you neath the winter sky of blue.
The Snowmobile Waltz, Howie Sturts in the band. This is the album that somebody had asked me a while back, did you have that album or the song called Pass the Udder to over to my brother? And I said no, but I will do some digging. And I got a hold of Kirstein from Kuka Records, and he released this album, the Snowmobile album. And that song just happens to be on there. So we're going to give it a spin here right now.
Oh, they grow things mighty big down in Kentucky. But there's one thing in that state that can't compare.
Tell us,
to a cow that we once had us, and the name of her was Gladys. Boy, you should have seen the people stop and stare. Why, she stood 10 feet tall and had one. And of course us all bought them. Just about this milk can hear us loudly cry. Darn money to go out and order ermine BVDs. Father rolled her on her back one Sunday morning.
What'd she say, Holly?
Gladys said, I'm upside down. Now, what's it gag?
Well, the reason why, said Pop, is so the cream will be on top.
The cow said, well, if that's the case, it's in the bag.
Oh, pass the under.
She herself acknowledged that she gained her fame entirely by pull. Oh, she said to us one cold and wintry morning, she said, milking is the thing I dearly love. But
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Vell Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader, is also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, the time here has gone so quickly, and I have one more song to play before we close out our
program. I remember that great band leader, or should I say great big band leader, Tiny Hill. Here are four of his songs.
So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll do this again next week. And have yourself a great morning and a great weekend. And out and about driving, be careful. Please pay attention. Keep off that phone. No texting. Okay, so from all of us here, have yourself a great week. Bye-bye for now.
remember this one. Oh, skirts, I said you skirts, you're the big attraction to me, and I ain't fooling either. Oh, skirts, you flimsy skirts, why, that's about all that you can see. They're down around your ankle, up to your knee, or up to your hip, sweat along.
Radio WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
I'm practicing my quiet voice because Monday is my wife's birthday and she's sleeping in. One of the occupational hazards of trying to do a radio show from home.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is ready for a fight. He brought his Fighting Oligarchy tour to Kenosha, Wisconsin last night.
For years, I have been talking about how America has been moving toward an oligarchy. Well, we're no longer moving toward that oligarchy. Today, we are living in that oligarchy, and we say no.
Cryptocurrency, that was the focus yesterday as President Trump hosted the first ever White House summit celebrating establishment of the cryptocurrency strategic reserve.
Last year, I promised to make America the Bitcoin superpower of the world and the crypto capital of the planet, and we're taking historic action to deliver on that promise. From this day on, America will follow the rule that every Bitcoin knows very well. Never